Blog Talk Radio.
In podcast land, welcome to Hodge to Hodge Podcast. This is the Messenger Edition. This is Nurse Carmen. We have co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge. And now we have a conversation with Ron Hodge, the Messenger.
Good evening and thank you and welcome to all that have come out to listen tonight as we just chit-chat and allow the spirit within to lead us to higher heights and better understanding. Tonight, we just want to talk a little bit about we have been told that we have amazing power, and when we come to know who we are, we will come to better understand that. It's not a saying, it is a fact. And throughout the course of each and every one of our lives, we've all experienced some amazing work. One of the things which happens when this amazing work happens, instead of us recognizing that it happened through us, through the spirit that dwells within us, and start to understand that that which happened today can happen always because of who we are. But one of the things that seems to hold us back is because we seem to think that it takes so long. We've all heard that saying that you speak things into existence, which is so true. But one of the things we want to know is, well, I speak these things into existence, but it takes forever and ever for my reality to come to me. And I'm here to tell you that's for a number of reasons. Because, first of all, when you speak it into existence, you do it, but you do not believe that you can have what you choose. And what I mean by that, if you think about some of the things in which you kind of spoke into existence, before you even got it out of your mouth, within your head, the mind, you are beginning to already doubt that it can be. And also because you don't know what to choose, because you keep trying to figure out what's best for you. Because you want guarantees ahead of time that all your choices will be good, and because you keep changing your mind. But I'm here to tell you that best is a relative term. depending on 100 variables that make choices very difficult. There should be only one consideration when making any decision. Is this a statement of who I am? Is this an announcement of who I choose to be? All of life should be such an announcement. And this is important for us to just hear for a moment. All of life should be just that. Is this a statement of who I am? And everything that we do, we should be looking at it as, is this a statement of who I am? Is this an announcement of who I choose to be? And what I mean by all of life, when you walk, the way you walk down the street, is this how I want people to see me? The way I speak to people, is this how I want people to see the best me? And when we begin to keep these things in mind, then we will begin to notice a change. And one of the most important changes that we'll notice is we stop caring so much about what other people think. And we have to understand that this life that we're living it for, and I need you to understand, not in a selfish way, but I'm living this life for me. I'm here to make a statement to the world that this is me in my highest form. And when I say highest form, it's each day I'm striving to be more and more. Some people would say like Christ, but I'm saying more like God, because, you know, people want to mix words, but who was Christ? Christ was who? So because I'm saying God should not ruffle anybody's feathers to think that I think I'm, as they like to say, holier than thou, because what we have to understand is who we really are. We have a tendency to say that I'm a child of the Most High. So if you're a child of the Most High, that makes you a child of God. The same way we boast our chests out, and when we say, this is my mother, this is my father. So we have to understand that God is the creator. He has created us, and he has created us in his likeness. And when he created us in his likeness, the same authority that he has, he gave to us. He gave it to us because we have to understand that our soul, which never dies, and the reason it never dies is because of what it is. The soul is a part of God. Now, it might be hard for us because of our upbringing and the way we've come to know who God is, but we have to understand. We sing about it all the time. You know, we have this opening song in which we play sometime that we are all part of the body of God. I need you, you need me. Because we are all part of the body. And so we've got to understand who we are and start walking in that knowledge. Life lived by choice is a life of conscious action. A life lived by chance is a life of unconscious reaction. Reaction is just that, an action you have taken before. When you react, what you do is assess the incoming data, search your memory bank for the same or nearly the same experience, and act the way you did before. This is all the work of the mind, not the soul. Your soul would have you search its memory. Now, the soul will have you search its memory, and if you search the soul's memory, you'll find that you may have a truly genuine experience of you in the moment. This is the experience of soul searching, of which you have so often heard, but you have to be literally out of your mind to do it. Now, when you spend time trying to figure out what's best for you, what you're doing, just that, spending your time. Better to save your time than to spend it wastefully. It is a great time saver to be out of your mind. Decisions are reached quickly. Choices are acted rapidly because your soul creates out of present experience only, without review, analysis, or criticism of past encounters. Remember this. The soul creates. The mind reacts. The soul knows in its wisdom that the experience you are having in this moment is an experience sent to you by God before you had any conscious awareness of it. This is what it is meant by a pre-sent experience. It's already on the way to you even as you are seeking it. For even before you ask, I shall have answered you. Every now moment is a glorious gift from God. That's why it's called, work with me.
The present.
All right, my brother. Right. That's why it's called the present. It's a present. It is a preset moment that was sent to you. The soul intuitively seeks the perfect circumstances and situations now needed to heal wrong thoughts and bring you the right experience of who you really are. And just so that we can better understand what it is that I'm saying, we all know that there's been times that we started to do something that we knew within ourselves it was something that we shouldn't have done. When we started to do these things, it's something on the inside that told you not to do it. Sometimes we listen to it, sometimes we don't. And how many times can any of us say, I know I should have listened to myself before I did that? The soul seeks the perfect circumstances and situations are needed to heal thoughts, wrong thoughts, and bring you the right experience of who you really are. It is the soul's desire to bring you back to God, to bring you home to God. It is the soul's intention to know itself experientially and thus to know God. For the soul understands that you and God are one. Even as the mind denies this truth and the body acts out this denial, therefore, in a moment of great decision, this is important. Therefore, in a moment of great decisions, be out of your mind and do some soul searching instead. The soul understands what the mind cannot conceive. If you spend your time trying to figure out what's best for you, your choices will be cautious, your decisions will take forever, and your journey will be launched on a sea of expectations. And if you're not careful, you will drown in your expectations. Then we say, okay, well, how am I supposed to determine the soul from the mind? The soul speaks to you in feelings. Listen to your feelings. Follow your feelings. Honor your feelings. I'll tell you this. Your feelings will never get you into trouble because your feelings are your truth. If you want to live a life where you never follow your feelings, but every feeling is filtered through the machinery of your mind, go right ahead. Make your decisions based on your mind's analysis of the situation. But don't look for joy in such mechanism, nor for celebration of who you truly are. Remember this. True celebration is mindless. If you listen to your soul, you will know what is best for you, because what is best for you is what is true for you. When you act only out of what is true for you, you speed your way down the path. When you create an experience based on your now truth rather than react to an experience based on a past truth, you produce a new you. We all know, what's the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing, expecting different results.
Mm-hmm.
And think about this now. And if we think about this, how many of us are doing that each and every day? How many of us are doing that each and simple things? And I'll give you an example for one. Just think about this. You've got a job. You don't like your job, but you know you need your job so that you can pay the bills and stuff. But every morning you get up. Oh, I gotta go to work. I don't feel like going. Oh, this is gonna be a long day. Every day you're creating the same situation, situation to arise each day. Try this. Try tomorrow getting up and thanking and being grateful for the first of all, for the fact that you have another day. And then instead of looking at everything from a negative perspective, see the good in it.
Amen.
Because all things are working together for the good. So why don't we stop focusing on what is bad and focus on what is good? And see, don't it bring some joy to you? See, don't the little things that used to just annoy you and make you so miserable, see, they don't even matter anymore. When we come to know who we are, then we can begin to see things from a different perspective. And we can understand then that all things are working together for our good. All things. And that's even things that have a different outcome than what we expected. Now, if you notice, I didn't say that happened bad, because it's not
bad,
because no matter what is happening, you're learning from it.
That's right.
And if you're learning from it, it's giving you a different perspective so that the next time you don't do it the same way. And if you do it the same way, then you can say, I'm insane. Because we just verified through the group that insanity is doing the exact same thing over and over again and keep expecting a different result.
Right.
Why does it take so much time to create the reality you choose? This is why. Because you have not been living your truth. Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And that's important for us to understand. We've got to start living our truth. And when I say our truth, your truth may not be my truth.
That's right.
But that doesn't make my truth wrong as opposed to your truth wrong, right?
Right.
My truth is my truth. But in order for us to know our truth, what we have to better understand is who we are living for. Who we are living for. And I said that in pause because I want us to think about that. Who is it that we're living for? When I get up in the morning, what am I getting up for? When I walk down the street, what am I? Who am I walking down the street for? And I don't mean literally down the street to meet somebody, but I mean we have to understand that this is your life. This is not your mother's life. This is not your father's life. This is not your cousin's life. This is not your significant other's life. This is your life. And if you take your life and do everything to make them happy, what happened to your life? So it's important for understand. I don't want us to understand to take this as a selfish way, but we have to understand in order for me to make you truly happy, I have to be happy. And I can't be happy if I'm not doing what it is that I want to do.
Amen.
So it's really, really simple. And Jesus said it so plain, the way is so simple that a fool couldn't error. But because we choose to impress or to do what it is that other people expect of us, we miss out on what is our truth. And until you live your truth, you cannot be truly happy. And I'll pause for a moment just to give us a moment to think back, because it's important for us to call things back to our remembrance. And when we get in the habit of calling things back to our remembrance, then we'll know better, because then we'll be surprised at some of the stuff that comes back to us that we really didn't think about because we were just relying on the mind. But as I said earlier, we've got to understand that the mind only has the data that you've been able to provide it from the time that you were here on this earth. Some is 5 years, some is 10 years, depending how old you are. That's the data that the mind has. But the soul, being a part of God, has all the knowledge from the very existence. How many times have we started to do something and we said to ourselves, nah, this don't feel right? When anybody, I know nobody on this podcast has ever done it, or maybe in their younger age, I ain't talking about nobody, Mr. Co-Producer, but anyway, when you get ready to steal,
Hey. Wait a minute, man. That's your limitations ain't gone off on all the things you're about to talk about.
Because you know that was a joke about the bush. You know what I'm saying? That's why I thought about
it. I don't know what you're saying, my
you
brother.
Don't have
the
a clue what I'm talking about. I understand.
The spirit is telling me that you need to go back to what you was talking about.
But when you get ready to do something that you know is wrong, don't you have a feeling that lets you know it's wrong?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, indeed.
So, and then we want to know, then we ask ourselves, why is it that God only speaks to certain people? But I'm here to tell you right now that God speaks to all of us all the time. It's just a question of
if you're going to listen.
Who's listening? Thank you. Who is listening?
That's right.
But he speaks to us all the time. So, I've got a few minutes, just in case there's some questions or something, but I want to open it up for you. But I want us to understand just how magnificent we all are. There is a scripture in the Bible that says that God has no respect of person, and that is the truth, because we are all one. But once again, we say these things, but we don't believe it. We know in some point in time in our life, we've all looked down on some people or looked up to some people because we thought that they were either better or worse than we are. I'm not one of them, but I know that there are some people out there with a whole lot of money that wish that they didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, let me reiterate, I'm not one of them. Because if I had it, I'd be glad I had it. But I'm just saying. And so we look at things instead of looking at it for the beauty of it, because God is magnificent, and God is working in each and every one of us every single day. Who is it here that is among us that can say that they can do anything without God? Who is it that can right now lift their leg up without God allowing it to happen? Even that so-called wino can get up in the morning and go get his wine. Why? Through the grace and the power of God. But because, once again, we've been preconditioned to think that that is so wrong. But if that is the path that that person wants to live, who are we to tell them otherwise?
That's right.
Because I can guarantee you that same way we're ready to direct somebody else in another path because we think that that's not suitable for them, somebody's looking at us wanting to tell us how to change ours.
That's right.
But we seem to think we got it going on. Have you ever seen a bunch of winos get together and they be sad? Don't they seem like they have the best time of their lives when them and the boy when they hook up together? They get their wine and they start talking and stuff, just sharing love with each other. Now, once again, I am not in any way condoning drinking. I'm not condoning that. I'm just saying how we've got to be mindful of, and this is part of the reason why Jesus always spoke about not judging. Now, we try to put all kinds of different spins on it. I'm not judging. I'm telling them. No, well, technically we are.
Mm.
Now, you can tell somebody whatever you want to tell them, but you can't, because they don't take heed to what it is you're saying, you can't, quote unquote, condemn them. So I say to you, it is important that you dig deep down. You know we've got this saying on this show. If you don't go within, you will go without. So I'm saying to all of us, we need to start doing more soul searching. Dig deep down into our souls and listen. And remember, the soul speaks to us in feelings. The soul will get this, guide my footsteps. Your path has already been set. You just have to take heed and follow it. You are the master of your destiny. I thank you. At this time, I'll turn it over to my co-producer. Do what you do, co-producer.
Yeah, thank you for coming out listening to Hodge to Hodge on Pod. Hodge to Hodge podcast on Blog Talk Radio. As always, our brother Messenger, the only intent or our only intention is to get you to open your mind and think maybe or what if. And if it makes logical sense, then maybe you might want to think what if again and again and again. I tell you that organized religion has conditioned us not to ask questions that will give you better clarity. But again, it's a choice. Choose you what you want to know or which path you choose to follow. This is co-producer from Hodge to Hodge Radio on Hodge to Hodge Podcast on Block Talk Radio saying, God bless. And regardless of how we may disagree on certain issues, I think it's rather unanimous that we all agree that the Creator, His Spirit dwells within us, and His Spirit allows us to be whoever or whatever we currently are. Good night, and we'll talk to you next week.
Good night, my brother. Sunday.
We'll talk to you on Sunday. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night.